Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Praise God, praise God. I thank God for this opportunity to come to you around the world, wherever you doing right now, in your car, getting ready to go home, or you might just be in your office doing a late night. I praise God and thank God and trust God that he has flexed his anointing and his power in your life throughout the course of the day or the night or whatever time zone you're listening to me now. I so much thank God for you. As we get together around the Word of God and to discuss something that I feel like it would be beneficial to you. Every time I get on the air, I want God, and I pray every time I get on the air. And I ask God that God would touch me and anoint me to bring a right now prophetic word to your right now situation. You know, this nation is in need of a prophet. This nation is in need of an apostle who's going to stand flat-footed in the word of God without compromising, without apologizing. Amen. And I know that in the body of Christ, we have those that stand flat-footed in the word of God without compromising, without apologizing in this season. And more specifically, you need an apostle or a prophet around you. That's right, I said it. You need someone that's going to pour into you. You know, Elijah, I was reading the 1st and 2nd Kings. I'm doing a study on the prophet Elijah. And one of the things that you know, Elijah was just a remarkable man. These men of God and women of God that God used in the Word of God, but specifically Elijah, steps on the scene, had a major, as a prophet, he had a major, major, major responsibility to the region. Now, we're not talking about somewhere next door down the street in another town that you could drive 14, 45 minutes away. We're talking about a region. We're talking about a whole nation. One man having the responsibility to hear from God as the people sought out for this man of God, Prophet Elijah. And I'm here to tell you that in the season that you're going through, and bombshells are being dropped, spiritual bombshells are being dropped all around you, you might not be able to hear. Now, I need you to, before I finish this statement, I need you to settle your spirit for a minute, because I need you to hear this one. While all the bombshells, spiritual bombshells, are being dropped around about you, you might not be able to hear the voice of God clearly. And the reason why I had to brace you for that is because the truth of the matter is, when we go through situations like we go through, prophets, men of God, children of God, at times we don't hear the voice of God clearly. And you could tell this by the life of Elijah, how that he was sitting up under a juniper tree, one man who's being pressured by one woman, Jezebel, who was seeking his life, threatening to take his life, because of his obedience in the things of God. And he sits up under a tree wishing. he killed himself. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What do you do? And I'm speaking to someone right now, and I understand that this is going all over the world. But what do you do when you're a man of God, you're a woman of God, and you've poured out to everybody, and God, and you're not popping your collar, you're not patting yourself on your back, but God has showed his miracles, his signs, and his wonders through your hands, through your ministry. But what do you do now when you're in dire straits, when your back is up against the wall for real? What do you do when you find yourself somewhere curled up in a corner somewhere, twiddling your thumbs because of the situations and problems and pressure that comes to you? Who now is speaking into your life? You've been pouring yourself out. You've been praying and you've been fasting. You've been seeking the face of God. You've been beseeching God for other people. But now the guns now is turned on you. And so now you're having to ask God this question. You've been sacrificing for everybody else. You've been pouring into everybody else now. Who is it around you now that can pour into you? And this is the condition that Elijah had. This is the condition that we see Elijah up under that tree. We're seeing a prophet of God who's come, a man whose back is up against the wall. He's come to the end of himself. Anytime you have a situation and you're a man of God, you've had the command of God in terms of you speaking to the rain, and it doesn't rain only on your command back by the Holy Ghost. But now we find you, prophet of God, up under a tree wishing, wanting to die. And I'm talking to some prophet right now that's listening to me, whether you're driving, whether you're listening to me on the computer, whatever you're doing right now, you're in that same condition right now. But God has sent me on the airwave right now today to tell you that you don't have to take your life. You give your life. This is the season for a total, and I hear this in my spirit, and I'm going to say it, and I'm not going to take it back. This is the season that you are declaring, and you must declare, if you have it, you must declare that God give you a new makeover. That's right. Everything around you, everything about you, your environment, your scenery has to change in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I'm sitting here in my studio. I'm sitting here in my studio, and I feel the anointing and the presence of God in the studio. Let me say it again. You've been praying and crying, and you've been fasting, and you've been asking God, God, I need a change. And the Lord has told me to tell you that what you're needing is a change, but we're calling it, as he's given it to me, a makeover. Everything around you must be made, not over, but it must be brand new. I'm talking about new friends. I'm talking about new scenery. I'm talking about even you getting to a place of prayer and seeking God's face. Perhaps one of the reasons why you're in the season that you're in right now and you can't hear God like you desire or like you used to is because you haven't spent time in the presence of God enough. Oh, come on. You know what it is to do that 21-day fast. You know what it is to just disconnect the TV, disconnect the telephone, disconnect the computer, disconnect the doorbell. Come on, somebody. And get into the presence of God. I'm talking about, you know what it is to make some phone calls and tell everybody in your circle, listen, don't mess with me. Don't bother me. I'm speaking to my secretary. If you need to leave something, leave it at the door. If you need to leave a message, leave it on the phone. But for the next 21 days, I'm going to get myself prostrate on the floor, and I'm going to seek God, because there is a turning in the inside. There is a churning on the inside of my spirit that's calling me to another level. Now listen to me. You will never hear me say this right here. See, we got to dismiss with these cliches. You will never hear me say another level, another devil. No, no, no. We give the devil too much credit. We give the devil too much opportunity. What you will hear me say is another level, another increase in prayer and in fasting. That's right. The higher you go, the deeper you must bow. The higher you go, the lower you must bow. Humble yourself before the hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Enough with this trying to exalt oneself, flashing your cards, popping your collar that you are a prophet or an apostle. No, no, no. The Bible said that your gifts will make room for you, not another credential, not another title behind your name. Your gift, whatever your gift is, it's going to make room for you and bring you before just not men, but great men, men that has the ability to sustain your ministry. people, God will use men and women who have the ability to sustain your ministry, to uphold your ministry. Whatever your ministry need in this season, don't look to them to supply it, to give it to you any longer. That well, that river, yes, God, that river has dried up. It is now time for you, amen, because of the river that has been dried up, it's now time for you to go somewhere else, amen, to look somewhere else. But you got to find yourself prostrate on the floor somewhere, praying and crying and seeking God. And I'm guaranteeing you, as sure as my name is Apostle Terry Hill, as long as you stay right there, God is going to mark it down. Whatever, however many days he spoke, has been speaking to you and telling you to get your face back into the place where he first received you. In other words, you got to draw a line in the sand. You got to go to the Garden of Gethsemane. You got to throw yourself a stone cast away from them, they, and those, and that. Anything that has your name attached to it, it's now time, man and woman of God, to disconnect yourself from the mainframe, from that thing that's calling the attention of you. It's amazing how so many things in our own lives call us and give more attention. We give more attention to that than we do God, and then we expect God, because we don't give him no time, no attention at all. We expect God to do the miracle signs and wonders out of our own hand. But then God has always had a mountain for a prophet. He's always told a prophet that you got to come up. Amen. Amen. And this is the season that you're going to have to come up in prayer. Increase your prayer life. Increase your fast. Who am I talking to? You're going to have to increase your time in God. Glory be to God. Kolamante le sida la bosha. You're going to have to increase your time in God, woman of God. You're going to have to increase your time in God, man of God, so that God can get the glory and praise out of your life again. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about that when you grab the mic, or when you stand on the corner, or when you walk step foot into that building, into that coliseum, into that stadium. Come on, I'm talking about when you step that right foot, that left foot into that place. The whole place will change. This is your season for a divine makeover. Listen, this is Apostle Terry Hill. I want you to know, Senior Pastor, along with my wife, Apostle Terry Smith Hill, pastors of Deliverance of the Word Prophetic Ministries, drop me a line, write me, let me know that you're listening. I want to put your letter on the altar, and I want to pray and seek God on your behalf. In Jesus' name. Until I get back on the air with you, this is Apostle Terry Hill saying, God bless, praise the Lord, everybody.